Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jammu and Kashmir Bank Q2 FY15 earnings conference call hosted by SBICAP Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Divyanshi Dayanand of SBICAP Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Inba. On behalf of SBICAP Securities, I welcome you all for 2Q FY15 earnings call of J&K Bank. The management is represented by Mr. Mushtaq Ahmed, Chairman and CEO, and Mr. Parvez Ahmed, Executive President of J&K Bank. I now hand over the call to Mr. Ahmed. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to everybody. This is again a matter of this privilege and pleasure for me to participate in this con call. The results of past two quarters have not meant that pleasant, but when you compare our quarter two results with quarter one, still we find that there is an improvement because the net has increased by around 35% as compared to quarter one. The result has remained subdued when compared to our past around 12 to 14 quarters. As compared to last year's quarter, there is a dip of 43% in the net, mainly because there have been slippages and NPAs increased in the first quarter itself. There remains some stress on borrower accounts. Also, you know that everybody is quite aware that a great havoc has been caused by the devastating floods in Srinagar, Kashmir particularly. Operations in Kashmir went out of gear for almost five to six weeks, and we were busy for bringing these operations back on track. A branch was made operational in two weeks' time. Only thing I should say that mainly we couldn't attend much of the business and other developmental activities because we were mainly busy with stabilizing things, bringing on track operations, branch, ATM network, and all that. Again, I think it was quite appreciable on the part of the entire management team of J&K Bank and the entire staff of J&K Bank that in a period of two to three weeks, I should say that things were back on track. I should also give you a small just geographical spread of our credit portfolio. Total in Kashmir Valley, we have the credit portfolio of 14,000 crores, and two zones of the valley were mainly impacted. That is Central Zone, which is comprising of three districts, that is Srinagar district, Budgam, and Gandherbal, and South Zone, which comprises of Shopian, Pulwama, Kulgam, and Anantnag districts. These were mainly hit, and out of total portfolio of 14,000 crores, around we had initial estimates that 4,000 crore business would be impacted, and we were expecting that there would be restructuring of around 3,000-4,000 crores. Now the latest estimates say that the restructuring portfolio would be, say, within the band of 1,200 crores-1,500 crores, mainly because the insurance companies were very active, and also there was intervention from the State High Court, and the claims were quickly settled, and total claims received, as far as J&K Bank is concerned, were something like 7,900. You will be pleased to know that out of 7,900, 7,500 claims have been settled and with an amount of, say, around 340 crores. That has lessened and reduced the burden pressure on restructuring portfolio of J&K Bank. Now, initially, when we anticipated about 3,000-4,000 crores, it is now substantially down to 1,200-1,500 crores. Again, coming back to this, I think numbers are happy with everybody. Just I will just like to explain the figures, which I'm sure are already with you. The first, that advances year-on-year basis increased just by 10%, and then their net interest income increased by again 9%. But then there was operating profit has gone down by around 13% because of expenditure also, and net profit when compared to last year 302 was only 172 for the this quarter, last year quarter I'm talking, so it is down by around 43%, and gross NPAs, those were last year 708 only, but this year we find that this around say 2200, and in the first quarter itself it was around 1900 crores, so there has been some more slippage this quarter, but no major slippage there. These are small accounts, but mainly I should say that it's not that our attention, as I mentioned today, is meant totally diverted towards bringing back operations in J&K state, and as a result of that, we couldn't attend much as far as recoveries is concerned. But still, one important thing is that out of these slippage that has happened in the current quarter, already around 70 to 80 crore rupees are lined up for recovery, and I'm sure within the next 15 days we will be in a position to upgrade those accounts. As far as net NPAs are concerned, again, this is against 1.70 last year, it is 4.73% this time. This is gross. The net NPA is 2.46%. NPA coverage ratio is 55%, but actually when we calculate our requirement as per RBI norms, we are supposed to have provisions to the extent of 832 crores, that's 46%, but we are maintaining provision of 1045 crores, that means we have excess provision of 212 crores as compared as required by under RBI these provisions. One part, the other part is that last time you know that CASA ratio as compared to last September, it has increased by more than 1%. That's a healthy sign. And CD ratio of the bank has also gone up from 67% to 71.5%. As far as net interest margin is concerned, last time due to reversal of some interest income, we registered net interest margin of 3.63%, but this time it has again jumped to 4%, and as committed earlier, we are striving, we are hopeful that we will be in a position to manage and maintain this net interest margin around 4%. Another thing I think where you would need us to explain is about that cost to income ratio. Last year it was 36% and this year it has jumped to 44%, but it is on account of two things. The first thing is that 81 crores is on account of establishment expenses, like we had to provide for terminal benefits to the extent of 30 crores and another 50 crores on account of DA plus normal increment and plus that special platinum jubilee increment that we have granted, and over and above some contractual employees were regularized, and as a result of that, naturally their salaries went up, and other than that, we had to create a provision of around 22 crores for CSR under this company law. Other than this, I should also share with you that as far as restructured book is concerned, as on 30th of June 14, that is first quarter, we had 542 accounts under restructured book amounting, and the total outstanding under this book was 1390 crores. But second quarter, the number of accounts have come down by 50, that's from 542, it's now 493. And the amount is also down, around 120 crores. Now it is 1269 crores, so this is a positive sign, and within these accounts, only 11 accounts with an amount of 370 crores, 70 crores are under this CDR mechanism. These are the things that I had to share with you. Other than that, as far as restructuring under that special package for the flood affected areas are concerned, we have so far received around 3,300 cases where we have request for facility of 830 crores, and we have already sanctioned out of that around 50% of the cases, that is 1,607, with the outstanding amount of with the amount involvement to the extent of 164 crores. And so far we have only 1,700 cases pending, where the involvement would be, say, 666 crores. And this is going to be the scenario. So whatever anticipation we had or apprehension we had that this restructured book would go up and that is going to cost much burden, pressure on the book, I think that is already addressed, and those apprehensions are over. Another thing within this, I think this situation, flood-affected situation, is concerned. Of course, there have been some threats which we mentioned, that restructured book and all that. But now there are greater opportunities also, because a lot of reconstruction is taking place, and also roads, buildings, bridges, other infrastructure has to be built up, where there is huge demand for credit, and that would again give us an opportunity to expand our credit book, loan book, and I had committed that within J&K state we would be in a position to show a credit growth of 25% to 30%. I would say for next 6 months it would not be possible, we will be around 20%, but on the whole, I think we will be in a position to register growth of 30%, and also that state government has already sent a special package to the state government, to the central government, for 44,000 crores, and that money, if accepted and approved fully, is going to be pumped back into the state's economy, and that would also give, that would be a big booster for the industry in the state, particularly for the banking industry. And the major beneficiary is going to be J&K Bank, because of its this share in the loan book and overall business it is capturing in the state. So these are the things that I wanted to share with you. Now I think let's have some sort of question answer or interaction. Hello.
So may we begin the question and answer session?
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are also requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Our first question is from Ashish Sharma of Enam Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. Sir, on this restructuring from the flood, if I've understood what you said, is that as of now you have sort of received around 880 crores of cases for restructuring, of which around 163 crores you have already restructured, but the pending will get sort of restructured in the third or fourth quarter.
No, we have so far received 3,300 applications.
Yeah.
And the amount involved there is 830 crores.
Okay.
We have already sanctioned 1,607 these cases involving an amount of 164 crores.
Yes, sir.
And pending amount is 1,704 cases
yeah.
and 666 crores of this amount.
Yeah, but this 164 is already part of the restructured book which you have reported in Q2?
No, I don't think it would be part of that. It will be subsequent to that.
Okay, so it will come in the subsequent quarters.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and overall, you are mentioning now
this
that...
Not, I should say, this is not what cases we have sanctioned. This would not be all the structured book there because we have allowed some normal facilities to these people, to these borrowers. And I think that's also included in it. So let's say even if it is 164, that would be part of, say, you are third quarter.
Okay, but overall you expect around maybe around 1200 crores sort of restructuring from this flood affected issues.
We have so far received only 830 crores and maximum people have filed, but let's expect that another 400 to 700 crores could be there. So I on the basis of a very safe assumption would be there that it should be within the range of 1200 crores to 1500 crores.
Okay, but just from a RBI dispensation point of view, will this be part of the restructured book or a separate dispensation is provided in this case of a natural calamity? How do you sort of treat this book, sir?
The first thing is that this restructuring would be, there is only special concession as far as moratorium is concerned.
Okay.
And repayment is concerned. Moratorium would be there for 2 years.
Okay.
And the repayment and also interest repayment and term loan repayment, and also thereafter this repayment would start, which would be staggered over a period of 3 years to 5 years to 7 years as the case would be.
Okay.
So there could be full damage, there could be partial damage and all that. So based on that. Otherwise also there was also a request from the state level bankers committee that there should be no provision. But in the larger interest of the institution and the industry, we also thought that this would not be a genuine demand. And Reserve Bank of India also said that this should not be there. So we are also going to provide for this this restructured book. So it's like that. As far as provisioning is concerned, it is going to be normal as per the RBI guideline, but there is a relaxation, special dispensation. As far as moratorium is concerned and repayment is concerned.
Okay. And second question would be on the slippages for this quarter. We had a slippage of around 377 crores. Does it pertain?
It should be only 300 crores.
Sorry, sir?
It should be 300 crores, not 377.
Okay. The press release says it's 377 crores. So,
I think 277 it should be.
Okay. Just wondering any specific account or...
No, I think there would not be any specific big account. There is no large account. I think the biggest account would be around 50 crores, 36 crores, and then again, a lot of recoveries were badly affected as far as Kashmir is concerned.
Okay. Okay. And sir, last time when we had a word on this HDL case where you had provided provisioning, you mentioned that we could see a sort of a write-back on that account. Have we sort of taken that write-back just on the provisioning expenses part? I mean, overall, what sort of a credit card guidance we should work with? Because we haven't seen any sort of a write-back in this quarter.
I think we were expecting, and there were some still difficulty as far as IDL concerned. We are pursuing them, and we had expectation that we would be in a position to upgrade the account in the second quarter itself. We are making efforts. We do hope it could be in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Those are the efforts that we are making.
Okay, sir. Perfect, sir. And just lastly, on the agriculture portfolio, sir, I mean, in terms of asset quality performance, I mean, with this natural calamity, do you expect this, the NPAs in the agriculture portfolio to sort of increase? I mean, how do you expect it to sort of behave, sir?
No, I think as far as horticulture is concerned, we mentioned that mainly two zones have been affected, and this is mainly relating to trade and industry. Yes, partially even this horticulture and agriculture has been also impacted, and that is also a part of the package. So wherever you have any stress on those, so those will be under normal this package.
Okay, sir. Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from Vinay Arya of ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to know, whenever the fresh credit starts, you know, being sanctioned, what is the kind of you know, hits on yields do you expect, or will there be any hit on yield or not?
As far as restructured book is concerned, well, that has to be on the base rate only. And naturally, if your interest rate previously was, say, around 12%, 11.5%, so that has to be now around on 10.25%. That's our base rate. So when we say about the restructured book could be within the band of 1,200 crores to 1,500 crores, that would be, say, here you have to sacrifice interest to an extent that it has to be at par with your base rate. But whatever fresh loans you are going to give, that has to be on existing rate.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in our fresh restructuring that came in this quarter of around 130 crores, this was one, you know, was there any big account in this or...
Which restructuring?
The fresh restructuring this quarter.
There were very smaller accounts. In fact, the restructured book has gone down by, say, 121 crores.
Yeah, that is on a net basis. So that is because some upgradations and all happened. So, but because of the fresh restructuring that was there in this...
Nothing major.
Nothing major, okay. And sir, what was the slippage from restructuring to NPA this quarter?
No, NPA, if you see, and not, I think, around last quarter, that is 30th June, there was, I think there has not been much of slippage. The outstanding amount at that time was 153 crores, 153.54 crores, and this time it is 160 crores. But the number of accounts remains same. So there, it clearly indicates that there has been no slippage.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from Jigar Walia of OHM Group. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the entire team, and sir, congratulations. Good numbers in the considering the floods and the difficult times. My question, but if you could update us on REI Agro Bhushan, and were there any additional provisions made for REI? What's the status right now?
You see, as far as REI is concerned, there are 21 banks. And total exposure is 7,000 crores. Out of that, J&K Bank is 700 crores, which has two components. One directly on the balance sheet of REI Agro, and the other one is through GLG, where we have corporate guarantee from REI Agro. So still, it is under CDR, and CDR had referred for stock audit that has been done. Then they had got this forensic that audit done. So there are certain observations from the forensic those auditors, and that is being evaluated, examined by the JLF, and it is still at that stage. Once they are through, then thereafter they will take a call about restructuring. And finally, it has to be referred to the CDR for that restructured mechanism if it is accepted.
So based on the observations, you feel that the case can go for restructuring?
You see, I am not aware of the this observations because basically still it is with the leader bank. There are certain issues which have to be sorted out before restructuring, but then the company has to come out and convince and satisfy the JLF for moving forward.
Okay. And HDIL, sir, you expect to be regularized in Q3 or Q4?
We do expect that. Otherwise, also, collateral backup is very strong. We have an exposure of, on the whole, 400 crores, but security backup is plus 900.
Oh, that's okay. And, sir, so just one clarification. On the fresh slippages and the fresh restructuring, there were no lumpy corporate accounts this time. It was mainly the smaller accounts.
These were small, and basically, I should say that unusually, we had some slippage in Kashmir because, you know, we were totally diverted. We couldn't attend to recoveries and all that. And I think within J&K state, this out of this 200 to 300, I think would be around 100 crores.
Can we have the breakup of the miscellaneous income? How much would be recoveries from written off accounts or maybe release of standard account provision this time?
I think we have only provided that.
On the other income, I think has been lower this time, and I think Would it be because of lower recoveries from written off accounts or a higher base in Q2 and Q1 and the same quarter last year?
No, last year mainly the recovery was on account of recoverable loss assets. That was very huge this year, but that part of recovery is absent because whatever recovery you are making under your recoverable loss assets.
Yes, yes. So can you give the number so we know that this year?
Last time it was, say, 16 crores and this time it is 3 crores only.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So one last question from my side. Can you give guidance in terms of any further increase for the full year, what would be the overall increase in wages and overall expenses?
No, I would not say, but you see, whatever increase in wage is going to be there, that is going to take effect from, they say, November 12. And we have been providing at the rate of 15%, but what I understand and what we have the feel from the market that it would be maximum to that extent. So that part is being taken care. There is not going to be an additional burden on that account.
Okay, perfect, sir. Perfect, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from Tanya Kothari of CD EcoSearch. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. My question was, sir, what is the status on the MetLife stake sale, which has been decided that you would be selling the stake this fiscal?
We are trying this fiscal itself. Initially, we required that initial process almost has been completed. Now we are also evaluating different options and also the valuation and all that. And thereafter, I think we should be in a position to just click it.
No, sir. In general, how much, so last time you have, it was actually valued at 36.5 per share, 50 million shares were sold. So, how much do we expect, this time around?
I do expect it should be, I would say that it should be somewhere in the vicinity of 80 plus.
Okay, 80 plus. Okay, sir. So, secondly, what was the NIM recorded in the state of JK and as well as the rest of the... rest of India?
JK, again,
yeah.
I think, just a moment. It's almost same. It's repeated.
Yes, sir?
It is repeated. Within JNK, it would be 6%, and outside JNK, sub-3.
Sub-3. Okay, sir. And this is what is the guidance you would... it would remain for the rest of the next half?
I think second quarter is indication of that my commitment guidance was that we should remain within the vicinity of 4%. We have already achieved that, even in second quarter, despite all odds and hardships.
Okay. Sir, the next thing was this cost-to-income ratio was 44%, and you were explaining that 81 crores was spent due to establishment expenses. Can you just, go with the rest, what you have said? I actually missed on that.
You see, total it is establishment cost is going to be around around 80 crores, and out of that, this 30 crore went for the provisional terminal benefits because the actuaries, I think they had identified that additionally you have to provide 30 crores that we have provided. Then additional, there was some 50 crores for DA increment and also special platinum jubilee increment. And then again, we had to regularize some contractual employees, so they had to get the regular salary. So this was also on account of that. And in addition to that, a special provision for CSR activity has to be provided, had to be created for 22 crores.
Okay. And sir, there was a reduction of around 220 crores in restructured assets. Could you explain, sir, how much is upgraded or how much is the slippages?
This time, yes, I think I should be in a position to give you that part. No, I don't have the moment. Only the net restructured book is with me.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from Yash Mehta of Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Yash Mehta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
sir, wanted to know if there are more corporate accounts, any account without getting into names which we feel that there can be stress. So overall, what would be the stress pipeline if you have?
Well, I would say that individually, if you ask me to identify an account, I would not be in a position because I don't foresee. But once you are a part of multiple banking, you are part of the consortium, and also considering the stress in the industry, in the economy, that still continues and persists. I think we should remain prepared and we should keep our still fingers crossed. We were expecting that second half year we should see still better days. Well, there are some symptoms, symbols, but you see that still we are fully out of wood. No, it's not like that. Two, three quarters are still going under stress, and I think more and more people are also interested to avail certain benefits under this restructuring and all that. There are certain possibilities, but I would not be in a position to identify any account as of now.
All right, sir. And secondly, sir, the restructuring that would be done for the floods, and would there be interest reversals?
Not like that. It's not going to be. It's just restructuring in the sense there is no interest reversal. In fact, there has to be moratorium on the repayment of interest as well as what do you call this, your term loans also.
All right. But, sir, as the operations would have been impacted in general in J&K state, would we expect some more slippages there as well, where we would have interest reversals? Or?
No, I would say that no, I don't think that there would be slippage, but wherever you feel that there is some pressure, there restructuring will take place, and that will be taken care over a period of, say, like 3 to 5 years.
And sir, the other thing was that this quarter, obviously, our deposit growth was tepid because of the floods, and so our CD ratio got pushed up. Do we expect to keep it at the same level now?
I think between 65% to 70%, but more 65% than 70% would be my preference.
All right. Fair enough, sir. And sir, if you could just repeat your guidance regarding credit growth, I just missed those.
What I say that outside J&K state, we have been striving for 15% growth. We will try to maintain that growth. And within J&K state, we had given guidance of, say, 25% to 30%. That needs change, and it has to be revised downwards. I expect that around 20% credit growth within J&K would be okay this year.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from Divyanshi Dayanand of SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to check your guidance on overall CASA that the bank would achieve by the end of the year.
CASA, ma'am, I should say that CASA will remain around 40-41%.
And that would primarily be coming from the J&K state itself?
Of course.
Okay. And sir, on your asset quality, as you have already said in the previous question that slippages are more or less priced in, but have you, kind of given what sort of guidance would be there in terms of gross NPA by the end of the year?
You see, I would say that as far as the overall situation scenario is concerned for J&K Bank, the worst is behind.
Right.
But again, since we are in the operations, so there could be upgradation, there could be slippage. But I would like that the existing level should not breach.
Okay. Sure. And sir, anything that you would want to say on the elections that might be coming, and that if at all that would be impacting your business in any way?
No, not at all, because we have been there for the last 75 years. If there was no intervention, no impact in the last 75 years, how do you expect that the current election could have some different situation, a different impact?
Right. Sure, sir. Thanks. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from Jigar Walia of OHM Group. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, can you give some color in terms of what would be the overall deposit growth that we can expect in FY15?
Mr. Jigarwalia, I would say that Deposit, I would not change. I think we would be growing. I was expecting 17 to 18% growth, but even under odd circumstances, 15% is the minimum that I am expecting.
Perfect. Okay. It is just that the within J&K loan growth, you expect to slow down temporarily because of the flood situation and that you have.
And not only, but this is also lean season, you see.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Sir, in March quarter, we had some high cost deposits and, you know, probably, you know, towards the second half of last year. And therefore, we've seen our cost of funds actually going up. When do we see these coming down, and maybe what's the view on the cost of deposits?
I would say, Mr. Jagawalia, that for me, cost of deposit, I think, should not be a matter of concern as long as your yield on advances is better. And you are in a position to maintain your 4% net interest margin that we are maintaining. And once you are in the market, it is not always. Sometimes you have to retain the business at a cost.
Right.
It's not always everything is just related to your business rate or your cost and all that, but sometimes it happens.
Yes. So, lastly, any guidance on ROA or ROE? I mean, that you would like to give? Maybe not for this year, but for FY16.
16 and 17, I think we should be at the level of March 15.
March 14.
March 14, yes. Okay.
And, sir, any timeline for the MetLife thing?
MetLife, we expect in the fourth quarter. We expect it.
Okay. And it around 80 plus?
You see, still we are in the process. I have just given a rough calculation.
No, that is my expectation.
No, nothing
to hold on, but just to have in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from Vinay Arya of ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, in our corporate loan book outside J&K, what would be the share of government entities and PSUs?
I need to bifurcate that and come back to you specifically or precisely if you want me to give any bifurcation. I would not be in a position, but I will revert back on that question.
Okay. And sir, what is our total exposure to NBFCs as a percentage of book?
I think around 15%.
15%?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, what is the... And sir, in J&K, what would be the exposure to government corporates?
Mainly, this is PDC. I think it should be around 1200 to 1300 crores. Take 1500 crores.
Which one? Which? Okay, so
Power Development Corporation and some other corporations.
Okay. Power Development Corporation and other corporations as well.
Yes.
Okay, so combined is 1,500 crores.
Major is Power Development.
Major is Power Development.
Right.
Exposure would be around 1,000.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the floor back to Ms. Divyanshi Dayanand for closing comments.
I would like to thank the management of J&K Bank for their time. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call.
Thank you very much. On behalf of J&K Bank, myself, my colleague, Mr. Parvez, sitting with me, and really, again, it was a great opportunity to have an interaction with you. And this phone call at this time when J&K Bank is passing through some challenge, I think that was most desired. And the time is quite relevant. Thank you very much for organizing it. Thanks a lot. We hope to see you soon again.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
On behalf of SBI Cap Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.